Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I am your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well, Chris. We had a fun weekend yesterday. We both went to DC Defenders, Arlington Renegades, shootout.
Final stand.
That happened in DC. Yeah, final stand. The Defenders did not defend the district very well. They were close pretty much the whole time. Blew it right at the end.
They had it. It was. Yeah. I'd like to see the win probability. I don't know if ESPN does that for UFL. They probably do, but I mean, they had the ball.
They definitely don't.
The opposing 30. You don't think they do?
No. I don't think they give you the stats. I bet ESPN doesn't even give you the stats.
Oh, of course they give. They broadcast the games on like their main channel.
I still
think more people watch the.
Oh, we're losing you this early. Oh, bad play for the hotspot here.
Yeah.
Oh, I still have you.
You have me.
I got you now.
I never lost you. I think I'm not going to use my phone to look anything up.
Maybe that's what it was.
You just gotta trust me. I bet that they have it. Anyway, pointless tangent. They had the ball. They got I forget if it was a fumble or an interception, but they had it at the Renegades 30, up by 6 with like,
yeah, six missed minutes a field to go. Goal.
Didn't score, and then gave the ball back. Gave up a touchdown drive, and then went through and out. I think so. It was a brutal end. It was actually a pretty enjoyable game as far as the UFL goes. Like obviously, it wasn't great football, but there was some excitement. They had a pick. They had a kick return touchdown, which I think you were in the concessions line for.
Yes, I was in the concessions line.
It's a bummer.
Touchdown. You were in the bathroom or concession line for an interception too. It seems like everyone.
I heard interception.
With,
yeah.
Yeah. We were with four people. Everyone went at separate times to use the bathroom, and we all missed something. I'm on ESPN.com right now. They have highlights and they have scores, but they don't have the stats for you.
They don't have any stats?
No, they don't have any stats. They have the scores, the final scores, and that's it.
Worldwide leader in sports, my ass.
Yeah, honestly. Garbage. Anyways, fun game to experience.
Bet on these games?
We bet on the games, so. We bet money line, which didn't hit. It was fun to see the Defenders. Hopefully they're around next year, so we can see them again. Make it at least.
I would totally go again.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It really is a great experience. If you haven't been, which I'm assuming 99% of people listening.
Yeah.
I guess if Lambo's listening, that skews the results by a lot. But maybe 100 people listening or 100% of people listening have been. But if you haven't been, it's a fun experience. The atmosphere is great. I would sit near or in the general admission section where the beer snake is going down. I think that's the most entertaining. Even if you're not participating, it's still fun to be around there.
There's a lot of energy.
And the lemons. There were a couple lemons on the field. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, there's a lot of good energy.
It's silly, but it's fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Completely agree. They do all the stuff that NBA teams do in between plays where it's like, oh, like meet the players and like, here's like a dance cam, and like here's like a t-shirt toss.
The cam.
Yeah, like they're trying their best.
Yeah,
out
there
here.
Was t-shirt toss.
Yeah, there's at least two.
T-shirt was a little disappointed. I think they should have better arms.
The
t-shirt
that
tossers,
needs to be,
or maybe bring a cannon in there.
It needs to be universal.
We're grossly misrepresented.
And that stadium's not big. It's a soccer stadium. Like you could throw it up to where we were sitting easily.
Oh, they should have no issue getting it up to the top seat in the house, honestly.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't have an issue.
Maybe not with an arm, but if they had an average t-shirt cannon, it would be no issue. South River High School had a t-shirt cannon.
So yeah.
I guess that would be my singular complaint.
No t-shirt cannon?
About the game. Aside from the fact that they boiled or they soiled it at the end. But yeah, all in all, definitely would recommend going. Get a group of friends and go. It's fun.
100%.
It's around.
Yeah, hopefully it's around next year. I'm going to read a quote.
Knock on wood.
I asked, we went with our graphics producer, Zach Lambert. I asked him to describe the DC Defenders in one phrase, and he said, "I will describe them as the Boston Celtics. They do what they're supposed to do up until the very end and never finish the job." That's a part. I only read that. The only reason why I'm giving him this quote, I
figured, yeah,
is
because couldn't help the perfect transition.
It's a perfect transition to our topic today, which is the NBA Finals. Sadly, this is not a UFL pod. I know everyone's very disappointed that we're not previewing the championship for the XFL or UFL, but.
Well, it's not a championship yet. We got
first round semifinals. Yeah. Semifinals and finals. I bet you in a week I'm not gonna we're not gonna bring this up ever again. So it's not gonna matter.
Unless they have new uniforms.
Yeah, let's get two more teams with two new uniforms coming in.
Yep. Then we'll discuss it for sure.
But worth it. But it's time to talk about what really matters here: NBA Finals. Today we're doing the prop bet extravaganza. We always do it with the Super Bowl. Decided we're going to do it a little bit with the NBA this year. It's not the same, sadly, because it's not the one game experience. There's not all the symmetrics and all the other props you can bet on. But we do have some props. Got them all from FanDuel, at least on my side. I'm guessing you did the same thing.
I use DraftKings.
Okay. I'm glad we have a little difference.
Still in FanDuel jail. For whatever reason.
So did you do did you go with players? Did you go with team scores? Did you go with series scores? What was your most looked at?
A little bit of everything, actually. Okay. I think I have all three of those. I have five, and then if we got to momentum, I'll pull the app back up and just start.
All right, let's start with the players then.
Looks good.
So I'm going to start with the lower one. All my stuff is plus money. It's all supposed to be just like a singular bet.
I don't have a single minus.
Yeah. This one I thought was pretty good. There's definitely a way he could screw it up. But Jason Tatum to score 25 plus points every game, plus 230.
Oh, I saw that one.
Plus 230. I thought that was good money. You're getting... getting plus odds. He's going to at least get 24 every game. I'll tell you that much. Or 23. So he'll be close. He'll be right there every time. And if he doesn't score 25, it's going to be a disappointing night for Celtics fans. It's going to be a disappointing night for Tatum fans because they're most likely going to lose that game.
Wait, so it's Tatum, it's 25 every game or average 25 in the series?
No, to score 25 plus points every game.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I don't hate that.
Yeah. So he needs 26, I guess, every game.
Best player on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, the best player on the team likely that's favored, likely to win, that scores the most points. I think it's a pretty good bet.
Yeah, I like that too. I'm obviously not crazy about any of the defensive matchups that they can throw at him either. At plus money, I would definitely take that. I have to look. The problem with these sometimes is I'll see stuff that looks really good, and then I'll look at the guy's game logs, and then all of a sudden I don't feel so good about it.
Yeah.
So like game two against the Pacers.
Exactly.
It's plus odds for a reason, though. That's the other thing.
Yep. And what was game two against the Pacers? What do you have, 23?
Blowout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the blowout. But yeah, there could be a game like that. There could be just a game. There's going to be one of those games, if you do bet this, which I will bet this, so I'll be sweating it. There will be a game where you're sitting there and it's the fourth quarter and he has 14. He's less than 20 and he'll hit it. He'll hit the 25, but it'll be a sweat. It'll be really scary. All right, in a similar sense, this one, actually, no, I'll save some bigger payouts for later. Okay, this one, I like how I'm working this. Kyrie, 10.5, or 10 plus assists every game. So you're getting the point guard for the not favorite team. 10 assists. I don't think that's terrible. I don't think it's egregious. And I like the number at plus 650.
Ooh. Yeah, that is a that's
a good it's a good number, right? It's high up there. It's easy to fail.
That's a lot of assists though.
Yes.
Every game?
Yeah, every game. Oh no, 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 wait, sorry. 10 plus assists in any game. That's what it is. My bad.
Well, yeah, that's a lot different.
Yeah, in any one of the games. My bad. Let me confirm.
I'm confirming five, on 4-4
on FanDuel.
It's got to be. It would be higher than plus 600 if it was every game.
Yeah, that would be like plus like 900 something.
I don't hate that though.
He just needs one game where he has a double double. You're betting on a double double for every game, and you can bet it at the beginning of the series. That's basically what I'm seeing here. You're betting on a double double. You're betting it at the beginning.
Would it alarm you at all that he hasn't had more than six in the last series? He didn't have more than six
against the Timberwolves. Nah, wouldn't alarm me.
No.
And this is it's funny. This is my shoehorn. Like I need a Maverick in there. So like, take my Mavericks bet with some salt. I'm not gonna bet any Mavericks. Actually, that's not true. I have some later, but in real life, I'm not gonna bet any Mavericks score because I don't want them to score. So I'll take his assist though.
Fair. Did. In March, he had back-to-back games with 12 assists and then 10 assists.
That's what we're looking for March, here. We just need one.
He's done it once since then. He's done it once in the playoffs. He had 11. Question. I don't know how great the plus 600 is, but... Yeah.
All right. It's funny. It's not on there anymore. So I don't know how I got it early. I don't see it on this part. Yeah. Weird. I don't know why they would take it off.
It was too hot.
Yeah, maybe it was too hot. Oh, I might see it now. I see it now. We're good. It is 10 for one game. That's all you need.
Okay. And, I mean, 10 every game would be like plus a million, you know, his numbers.
All right. This is actually pretty good. I didn't see this one. 5 assists every game. Okay. Every game is plus 2,000.
Ooh.
Why is that so...
The every game ones, I feel like...
Oh, you're getting screwed.
Are we falling into a trap here?
Yeah, you're getting screwed.
Never hit. They could put any number on it.
Yeah.
There's going to be one, like, oddball one that we're not going to think of, but...
Oh, I have one more. Should I just get it out of the way?
Sure.
All right, I got one more of these... I have two more any games and I have one more every game. So I'll get rid of the every game first. And this one is pretty like this one. It's going to sound ridiculous, but it's super possible. Plus 800, Luka to score 30 points every game. So possible, especially if you think they're going to win the series.
Yeah, I don't hate that. But here's the other issue with that is if you think they're going to win the series, it's not going to be in 4 or 5 games, right? Like, it'll probably be in 6 or 7. So when you make these bets, you have to account for the fact that, like, it could be 4 games. It could also be 7 games.
Yeah, that's true.
And that changes the odds by so much.
Yeah.
And they definitely, like, they don't help you out with that.
No. No, there should be like, it's funny.
You have no idea how these odds are being calculated.
It's funny. If it's a 4-4... and it's like tied 2-2, and Lucas scored 30 every game. You should be able to cash out. You should be able to cash out. You're like, I did 4 games. Like,
I doubt you can, though.
No. There's no way you can. Because it's not a real parlay. You can't cash out. It's one of those fake parlays.
Yeah. I'll have to do the math of like, and I actually could do this if I think about it, and I'll have to be really bored, but of like taking the odds of him to score 30 in one game and then. What are the odds of him to do it 4 games in a row and then like the probability of it going 5 games and him doing it again and then wrap it all into odds. I bet, what was it, plus 800? I bet you're getting absolutely hosed by those odds. Yeah. And I have another one. I'll go with mine now. I wrote Luka to get a double-double in each game and how is it plus 550? I looked at that line. I was like, are you kidding me? 550?
Yeah, that's
double double every night.
But then the one then game you look he at gets his numbers, nine. Yeah, like, one game he gets.
Does get a lot, but it's also every single game. And three of the five games in the last series, he didn't even have a double-double. Which is pretty... But he's always, like, when he gets a triple-double, it's like 35, 11, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's never, like, team rebounds, and he's not, like, one of those guys, so... So I understand why the odds are like that. I couldn't help myself.
We have some comments up in here. I don't know how long they've been here. No, not Travis. My roommate Kieran, or former roommate at this point. Very sad. But he said PJ Washington 5+3s the whole series. Is that comment again? Is that the whole game or is that just 3+3s the whole series? He said it's or 5+3s. It'd be 5 threes the whole series.
I saw one that it was like 5+3s in one game.
Oh, is it one game? He's getting to it right now. I think
that's what I saw. There's one on DraftKings.
I don't mind that for just one game, 5+3s. I mean, he's done it. Like, if any guy's on the Mavericks going to do it, it's going to be Luka or PJ, right? Because he just had that wild. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that recency bias from the OKC series where he just became the third best player on their team for 2 weeks.
I think so. I think that's how they're going to make money off of that.
Everyone just remembering the OKC series. I don't hate it, though. If anyone's going to pop off for five.
I don't know. Like, I don't hate it either. It could be any game. One of the games at home.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's like, there's a Derek White one like that. There's a Horford one like that. And it's like, man, we've seen those guys do it in big playoff games all the time. Like, just all I need is one of these games.
That's right.
Well, let's get
to that.
What
are the odds on it?
For PJ Washington, 5+3s in one game.
Yeah.
+200.
Yeah. Okay.
For him to make 2+3s every game is +1,000.
Ooh, yeah. That's,
I'm not betting that.
I would not take that.
No.
It's +1,000, but.
No, I'm not liking that.
He'll definitely have a clunker where he'll shoot like 0-for-6 or 1-for-7.
This is one I like. Porzingis.
Yeah, he hasn't hit 5 threes. He hit 5 threes twice. No, 3 times in the Thunder series.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was all about it.
But since then, he hasn't.
Come
close.
The one I like for any game of the series. I have two more. I have Porzingis 15 and a half.
Way more than me. I meant to come up with more.
Porzingis 15 and a half rebounds in any one game +1,400.
15 and a half rebounds.
He just needs 16 in one game. One game he needs to pop off. and like he gets the most rebounds off the Celtics besides Tatum.
Yeah. I don't know if I like
this. I just like betting on the 7-3 guy to get 15 plus rebounds in 7 games possibly. Do it once in 7 games? Like, come on.
Like, I don't know. You look at their game logs, it's
+1,400.
Dude, he hasn't gotten.
I never fact checked
all season.
Did he really not have 15 rebounds all season?
I'm looking at it now. It literally has not all season. I think that is 12. Oh, wait, no, that's total. Yeah. Yeah, no, it has. Not only has it not happened, it has not gotten all that close. They're giving you odds that it would happen one in every 14 games.
All right, well, I'm glad you fact-checked it then. I mean, that's what we're here
terrible
for.
Terrible odds.
All right, this one, though, +900 for Jason Tatum to score 50 once.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
That was pretty good.
I think Luka's +500, and anyone is +400.
Anyone's there's no point of plus. If you could get Tatum at 900, you don't want to get anyone at 400. It's either going to be Tatum, Brown.
Or if Luka gets 50.
Or Luka. And then you could just bet the Luka one. You just said Luka was +500. No, Kyrie's not going to score 50.
500, yeah. But if you're going to, like, if you think it's Luka or Tatum, why wouldn't you just take anyone at +400? Because Luka's only giving you an extra 100.
Yeah, but Tatum's giving you an extra four, another extra 500. You just bet both.
But what if it's not Tatum?
Just bet both
and
of
you
them.
You lose out on both of them?
Yeah. Because then you're, because then if you bet anyone,
I don't know if
you're
like
getting
doubling down on plus 400 bucks.
Okay, so just like basically, if you're going to spend 10 bucks on plus 400 anyone, just put 5 on Tatum, put 5 on Luka.
That would be funny if like Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, and then Brown's going to win it, yeah. Or no one's going to score 50. That really, that's what it's really going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most likely, of course. But I, those are so easy to get behind, though. Like, anyone to score 50?
Dude, it's like, just needs to, dude, that's why I'm doing it. It's like
the Porzingis. Finals, come
it's
on.
Like, yeah, just like one game. Like, come on, anyone can score. Yeah, no, this you're right. Porzingis rebounds. I'm glad you talked me off. I was getting too excited about Porzingis for no reason. Yeah, that's never gonna
anything
happen.
Anything over 1,000, and you're just like, oh wow. That's
oh yeah, I'm just licking like, my chops.
Probably not gonna happen, but if I can get it at that high, I might as well go for it.
That's like, well, and it's like one of those ones where it's like, am I going to be kicking myself if I don't, like, Jason Tatum, you get a double-double every game, plus 1,400. It's like, man, every time I watch him, he has a double-double. It's like, god damn.
Yeah, I don't, they just, like, skew our brains with this, I think. Because they put stuff and they, like, if it reads well, then they can just throw any number with a plus on there.
Yeah, baby.
They're like, all right, yep.
Yep. Well, and it's funny, too. It's like with these make your own part, like the popular parlays, that's what they call it. Like these are just like, as you said, they're just tricks. How can we word this perfectly so it sounds like it can happen and then it's never going to happen?
Yep.
And then there's some, it's like, I don't understand how they get these odds. It's like Drew Holiday to make 6 plus threes is only plus 500 in any game. That's never going to happen. Like, how does that plus only 500?
Shouldn't that be 6 threes?
Drew Holiday to score 6 threes in any game of the series. That's not going to happen. 6 three-pointers?
Yeah, I would be shocked.
It's not even plus 600. It's plus 550. That's terrible. That's terrible. All right, let's. I'm starting to get angry looking at these. Let's move on.
I'm trying to find the props. When I pull up, DraftKings, some of the sections. There's a Bronny James section.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Don't worry.
Next head coach.
We'll get to the Bronny James section.
Where did I see? Oh, finals player. Okay, there it is. My other Mavs, I had another Luka one that was just Luka average over 8.5 assists in the series.
Okay. I don't hate that.
That's just even odds.
It's even
I
odds?
I like that a lot. Because we were the reason. Yeah.
Okay.
The thing behind it was the other day when we were talking about this and you said that you thought the Celtics would not let him beat them. Like, they're going to throw the house at him and make sure he's not the one, like, dropping all the points every game.
Yeah.
So I was thinking there's got to be at least a game or two where he has, like, 12 or 13 assists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that.
If he has a game where he only has 6. So that was the thinking behind that.
It's funny. Like, I wanted to look at total, like they have the series total where it's like the total rebounds, the total assists, total three-pointers. But I feel like the only one that's even valuable to bet is the three-pointers made. But then that's the one you have the least idea of that's going to happen. Like, I don't know. I don't think there's any value.
Well, yeah, I mean, that might be the best one because of that. Like, if you just pull like some random guy.
Yeah, to make the most three, like it could very well be Derek White, you know, it could be Tatum, it could be Holiday, but I don't know, like the rebounds, like I just, even though you just figure it out. I don't know, I think it's too, the odds aren't good enough. You're not getting good odds here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get the series totals and stuff going on.
Okay.
I was, if you remember from my our preview episode, the last episode, I did predict my Celtics game total in Celtics 4-1 plus 320. Celtics in 5.
320, that's not bad.
No, not bad at all. And I'm doing both of these. Celtics in 6, 4-2 plus 460. Hmm. I'll have both of those covered.
Wait, Celtics in 6 is plus 460?
Yeah, and Celtics in 5 is plus 320.
Interesting.
It's funny though, Celtics in 7 is like 325. So it's like right in between the two.
They don't like 6.
They don't like 6. No, I don't know why. Because it's probably because it's in Dallas.
They have to win on the road in Dallas. Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. Both those teams, it does not matter.
I don't think it matters that much.
No, it doesn't matter.
So yeah, going off that, I have a couple interesting ones.
Okay.
Speaking of the road games, there was one where it was how many road wins will there be?
Ooh, I like that.
I said 3 at plus 215.
Ooh.
I was thinking the Celtics generally, if they're going to lose
game
drop
two.
One at home, could yep. be game one or two. And then Mavs won't lose all the games at home.
No, but
that gives the Celtics a chance to win two. So there's 3.
Yeah.
But plus 215, I don't hate that. I also had, if taking the Celtics, which a lot of these are based on like, Celtics in 6 series.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take the Celtics to win the series and you don't want to get them at minus 2, whatever, if you take them minus 1.5, it's plus 100. So you just have to avoid 7 games.
Minus. Oh, yeah. I've seen that. The series spread. I like that. The series
win,
spread is pretty cool.
Series spread. So 4-2, 4-1, 4-0 at plus 100, which is basically what you were dealing with if you take them 5 games or 6 games.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I'm trying to find, they have, I know that they have the series, like, what's that called? Where it's the way, like the Celtics win game one, Mavs win game two, stuff like that.
Oh, like the trifecta of.
Yeah, like the correct order. That's what it is. There it is. Series exact order. I like Boston game one, Dallas game two, and then Boston to finish it out, 2,800. Do you think Celtics, if you're cocky like me, think Celtics in 5, lose game two.
Say it again.
Celtics win game one.
I lose game
they
two.
They lose
okay.
game two, and then they finish out the series, the gentleman's sweep, plus 2,800.
I don't hate that. I also saw them, there was one of them losing game one and then sweeping the next four.
Yes, that's plus 2,700. Yeah, that's plus 2,700.
Okay, so basically the same.
Plus 4,400.
Can I not get back to this?
Nah, that one's dumb.
That's 2,400.
I also like...
Oh, exact outcome, yeah.
This one isn't bad. Plus,
they're so hard to look at.
Man, this is plus 130. I guess what I was going to say, 13,000 plus 13,000. Boston game one. This is Boston at 7. It would be Boston, Dallas, Boston, Boston, Dallas, Dallas, Boston. I hope people are understanding. People need to get their notebooks out for this episode. Just writing down everything we said.
I like this one.
All right.
I don't hate this one. Boston wins the first two at home. Dallas wins the next two. And Boston wins the next two. 2-2-2 Celtics in 6. That's
okay.
Plus 1,700.
That's not bad.
That's a good one.
It's gonna sound real dumb, but I didn't realize how many like combinations there were for 7 game, just like 7 game series.
A lot of combinations.
Yeah, there's so many combos.
Especially like when you have the series going 7. Like I don't even know how you look at all this. Boston game one, Dallas game two, Dallas
game
three.
Oh yeah, like my
Boston
mind
game
is
four,
just
Dallas
like
game five, Boston game six, Dallas game seven.
I'm getting lost in this while looking at it.
If you like had one in mind,
it would take so
long to find it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do when I first brought it up, and I was nervous. I was like, this could take like 20 minutes if I don't do this right. Okay.
There's some that are wild. There's a plus 40,000. That's the road team winning every game. Plus wins game one and two. Celtics win game three and four. Dallas game five. Boston game six. Dallas game seven. I love that one.
Just the pure chaos.
This is the Nuggets. This is the Nuggets series. Home team loses the first. Or no, wait. They would have to win game five. All right, we're done.
I was going to say, we're getting too far. Exact game totals. If you don't want to pick a winner, you can just do five games is plus 230, six games is plus 200. I think seven.
I had six games at plus 230.
Okay, that's better odds. So FanDuel, better odds, or FanDuel, worse odds for game six to happen. Where is this? I'm trying to find the. Can you get a game seven number for us? Give it up by any chance?
I can find it real quick.
I'm trying to find it real quick. I should have written
220.
Okay.
I have 255 for five, 230 for six, 220 for seven, and 450 for four.
Those are way better odds than FanDuel. So if you want to bet exact game score, go over to DraftKings.
DraftKings, yep.
All right, that's all I got. There's some player props up here that I just found, though, so I want to see if there's any juicy ones, if you have any other ones to read off before we move on to our top five.
Like, I think my favorite one is the road wins.
Just the one that we just talked about where it's plus 40,000?
Oh, no. The one that I gave out that was just three road wins.
Oh, yeah.
Red wins will there be in the series?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Plus 200. Even though the odds aren't good because everything is plus 200.
Ooh, Derek White scored 25 points just in the series. Plus 1,200. Not too shabby. That one's going in the bench slip. That's all I'm saying. Gafford to have 12 rebounds in a game. 1,200 too. That's not bad.
Got to chill with the rebounds.
All right. Man, Maxi Kleber to score five.
Jaylen Brown threes made per game over 1.5. Got to make 2 threes a game.
Oh, he'll make 2 threes a game. At least he'll shoot. He'll shoot enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's minus 130.
Oh, okay.
But he'll have one game where he gets like four or five, right?
Listen to this one. This might be my favorite bet. It's so stupid, but it might be my favorite bet. Maxi Kleber to score 5 points in a game, plus 200.
In the whole series.
Plus 200.
That in a game.
He needs to score five
That's
points.
Hilarious.
Oh, Peyton
Pritchard. That's a Wyatt bet.
By the way, you want a free bet? This is you're welcome, America. Listen right now. Peyton Pritchard to score 10 points in a game, plus 400. America, that is free. That is free.
You're not allowed to say that.
Not allowed to say America and free in the same sentence, or that we're not allowed to say that betting.
You can't say that a bet is free.
Okay, it's a lock.
Oh, we don't have a sponsor.
How about that? It's a lock. Dude, yeah, Peyton Pritchard, 10 points. Give me that any day of the week. What else are we gonna get?
This is that one.
It's called Player Props Featured on FanDuel. Let's see. Any last ones I see before we go?
Head-to-head points. Kyrie Irving versus Jaylen Brown. Luka versus Tatum.
Oh, what's the line on? No. What's the line on Kyrie and Brown?
Kyrie's minus 150. Jaylen's plus 120.
That's a bad bet. Bet on Jaylen Brown. Plus, bet the 120.
I don't hate that.
Bet the 120. He's a better scorer. Like, come on. This isn't 2016 anymore. Come on. It's not 2016 anymore.
Not a better.
No, look at the. Not. Oh, yeah, he is. He's not,
you
as
know, some smooth. Of these are just so, like, out of nowhere. Jrue Holiday versus PJ Washington head-to-head total rebounds. PJ Washington's minus 165. Who's betting that?
You need to call the hotline if you're betting that.
Who?
You need to call the hotline.
Who's betting that?
Oh, man.
I want the Pritchard one. I can't. It's not on here.
Gotta find, you gotta make do with FanDuel. Get the Pritchard back.
What about Jaylen Brown leading point scorer for plus 1300?
Jaylen Brown leading point scorer? It's not bad. He played, but hey, we got, you know, one thing you gotta remember, 2 years
he's
ago.
Hot.
Same thing with the MVP. 2 years ago, the better player in the NBA Finals was Jaylen Brown. So we were leaving yep. the Warriors series saying that. So you never know. You never know.
The problem is, it's not on the Celtics. It's in the whole series when there's a chubby white dude on the other team that is probably going to score 30 points every night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing about maybe
Luka's
MVP.
Honestly, Luka at minus 200 to be the leading scorer is not
too
terrible.
High. It's too high. Or too low, I meant.
Right? Like minus,
too high, too low?
Minus 200?
How does that work? Should be like
minus
800.
If you put 50 bucks, you make 25.
Yeah, it should be like right. minus 800.
Tatum's plus 280.
No, I don't
know.
Like
I'll have to look at their stats, but
no, it's gonna be Luka. It's gotta be Luka. I'm prepared. Like this, the one thing that is comparable to the two finals is like I'm just prepared for this. Like last year or 2 years ago, I was prepared for the Steph Curry glazing.
Steph
and the Steph just and the Steph that there's gonna be one game at least, probably more, where we just can't stop them. No matter how hard we try,
can't win. Yeah,
yeah, and there's going to be the same thing with this with Luka. So, all right, before we get off the gambling train,
yep.
let's move on to what people are here for. Bronny James next year's odds. My favorite bets: 76ers plus 1600, Cavaliers plus 1600, Boston Celtics plus 1500. What is that? Just 5,000? Yeah, just
5,000. 5,000?
Yeah. And then the Washington Wizards.
Oh, wait.
Plus 5,000.
Yes.
Let's go. Bring that's Bron right. home. We need Bron home. Get him and Bronny. that's worth the bet right there. Whatever the $5 I'm wasting on that, that's worth. Just the hope.
Yeah, that is worth it.
All right.
5 to win, 255. Bronny to the Wizards.
Love it. Love it. All right, let's move on.
I love how it's just like all Lakers stuff in these sections.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, of course there's the record breaker. Any player to break Michael Jordan's single game playoff points record 63. That's 4,500.
Any player?
Any player to break Magic Johnson, John Stockton's single game playoff assist record is plus 100,000.
How many assists is it?
Guess.
I'm going to guess 18.
24.
Wow.
Is that not worth like $2 though?
Yeah, it's like $2 for like $2,000.
Like 2 grand?
Yeah.
Plus 100,000 is crazy. That's like, wait, this is the Kevin Malone. If you get 10,000 to 1 odds on anything, you take it.
There you go. That's it.
That's 10,000 to 1?
Yeah.
Plus 100,000?
Yeah.
For now, it's 1,000 to 1.
Oh, yeah, because $2 would be 2,000. So
yeah, all right. So never mind. We don't have to take it. I was going to say, if that opportunity actually presented itself.
Got to take it. All right, but who would, like, let's have the discourse here, though. Who would even be the player? It would have to be Luka, right?
24 is insane.
It would have to be Luka. There's no the Celtics shoot too many threes. There's no one who would ever get 24 on the Celtics. They just take too many threes. There's not enough passes in the game for it.
Yeah, I feel like you're better off just throwing together a parlay.
Oh yeah, definitely. You're hoping for
100,000 is crazy though.
You're hoping for like 12 Luka lobs to Lively. It like.
And then
another game. Yeah, and then a whole other game. Oh, man. All right, let's move on to our top five for the day. I hope you guys got enough basketball out there. I thought we did pretty good. That would be a good time. But we're going on to our
There's
top five.
There's a bunch
five.
Of other record breakers that I'm going to have to look through.
Give us one more before we move on. Oh, give us that
series
one.
Assist record is 115. That's
Holy
fucking
crap.
Crazy.
So even it, wow.
even in seven games, averaging 16 a game.
Who is that? Magic Johnson too?
Stockton.
Christ almighty. All right, let's move on. Let's keep going. We're going on to our top five for the week. It's not a Tuesday, but that's okay. We're here talking about our top five trash talkers. Chris, you were very excited that you said there was a guaranteed number one, so I'm going to let you take it. And
thank you.
We'll see what it is.
We were talking about this before the podcast started, and you're like, this one's pretty non-controversial, right? Like, after the boys won, it might have been a little controversial. And I made a little bit of a face. Donald Trump is the number
one. Oh, fair enough.
Of all time.
I was thinking about adding him to the list.
And I don't think, like, there's... When we were talking about it, and I was thinking, like, is it just sports, or is it, like, anything? We'll do anything. I was like, it's got to be. I mean, he changed the...
Changed the game.
Debates forever.
He changed American politics forever. It's completely screwed. It's completely over now.
That's a whole other can of worms. I'm just focused on...
Focusing on the trash-talking aspect of...
He trash-talks so much that he now has his own platform just to talk trash.
That he had to create because he got booted off the other platforms because he was trash-talking so much. It's pretty crazy. Like, we're making new laws for this guy's trash talking.
Yes.
He
no one else on the list can say that.
And we're not trying to air out any political opinions here.
This is not not support.
This dude
just saying.
Did win the presidency off trash talk. He ran off trash talking.
Oh yeah.
That, like, all these other presidents, like, had messages and, like, you know, hope and everything, and then he was just like, I hate everyone, and people liked it. We're like, this shit sucks. And he won. He won off trash talking. He has this magical power to spin anything to make it his way. That's another aspect of the trash talking. Like, it's he's a twister, you know, he could just twist anything into something good for him. Like, a week ago, he just got convicted of 34 crimes, and he's using it to his advantage. He's using it at his most advantage that he can. And he's still talking trash. It's like, dude. God. And again, this doesn't need to get into any political discourse, like, but he is a trash talker.
Shane Gillis, when he's talking about Trump doing the debates, and he's like, and he never said a fact. Just get up there and throw things at the wall, and then when people would come back, it was wrong.
Yeah, he's just, it's...
He's the goat.
Of trash talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never says a fact, it's just, he somehow can convince people that his opinion is the way, and it's been working out, and it might work him out to another presidency, so we'll figure that out. But good. Good pick. I gotta say, good pick. That was he is a trash talker. You can't deny it. I'm going with another famous white guy trash talker, Larry Bird.
I had Larry Bird on mine.
The NBA trash talker. People would get all mad at him in the 80s, to the point where he would tell you, he's guarding you, like, you're guarding him, he has the ball in his hand, he'd be like, I'm going to the left of the court, in the corner, and I'm shooting a three in your face. And no one would be able to stop him. He would go in the corner and shoot a three in your face. Awesome trash talking there. He would talk to the other opponent's coach, why you got a white boy on me? It's disrespectful. So he didn't care if it was the coaches, the officials, anyone, other players, a lot of fun. If you look at, you can just look up Larry Bird trash talking clips, and you'll find a 20-minute video, 30-minute video, just all of him trash talking other famous NBA stars.
Or just hearing, like, these old players talk about
the things they hated to them. Like, if you listen to Isaiah Thomas talk about Larry Bird's trash talking, like, it's still personal for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they have no right to be to complain about that. They were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Pistons.
That was who they were. It's just like, you just don't, the best thing about it is you don't expect it from him at all. Like, just looking at him, you're like, that guy?
Yeah.
He was the trash talker?
Yeah, and it's like, and wait, he backed it up, too? Like, oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He backed it up.
How many, what do you have, like, 3 finals MVPs?
Yeah, and 3 regular season MVPs.
He won 5.
He won 3 regular season MVPs. And, okay. I think 3 finals, too. But, yeah.
Wish we could have experienced the Larry Bird era.
That would have been fun. And it's funny. Like, I wonder, because at the end, like, I know his back apparently, like, gave out on him, and, like, he just wasn't the same at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But he was right at, the rookie MJ was coming up right when he was dying down.
Yep.
Not like we got to see it anyways. Yeah, but if people got to see prime Larry versus prime Jordan, oh, the trash talking would have been incredible.
Well, they played that playoff record, I think, was set against the Celtics.
Yeah, the 63. And it was in a loss.
Year in the league.
It was in a loss.
Yeah. They beat him in overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that from The Last Dance.
That was a great documentary.
But yes.
And in Last Dance, Michael Jordan, known trash talker, known cold, he goes up to Larry Bird, hugs him. Oh, you bitch. Damn bitch.
Right.
F you, motherfucker. Yeah. So yeah, Larry Bird.
Yeah, that's a solid number one.
Thanks.
My number two is Mike Tyson.
And who?
I prepared for this, Mike Tyson.
Okay.
I prepared for this by looking up some Mike Tyson quotes.
Oh, I like that.
This is not for the faint of heart. We'll apply a warning to this. He said one time, "My power is discombobulating, devastating. I could feel his muscle tissues collapse under my force. It's ludicrous these mortals even attempt to enter my realm."
These mortals. Once you start calling people mortals,
it gets worse.
It's bad.
"How dare these boxers challenge me with their primitive skills? It makes me angry. They're just as good as death."
Oh.
And the best one. He started talking about Lennox Lewis, and it started with him saying that, like, someone called Lennox Lewis the Conqueror, and he was like, "No, like, I'm the Conqueror, I'm Alexander," and the thing got out of control, and at the end, "I want to rip his heart out and feed it to Lennox Lewis. I want to kill people. I want to rip their stomachs out and eat their children."
He wants to eat their children.
I mean, just for
Christ.
Dear ludicrous. Boots, he's got to be up there.
Those are some good ones.
"I'm not much for talking. You know what I do? I put guys in body bags."
Not much for talking. And then two lines earlier, he says he wants to eat their children.
Yeah, I'm going to eat his children. And the thing about him is, like, he'll just, like, once he gets going, it's like, it's not crazy at first, but, like, he gets mad and then he just says stuff like that.
It just keeps, yeah, it's like a snowball, right? It just keeps going and going.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. "I don't want to be a tycoon. I just want to conquer people and their souls."
I should have done some research on, I heard Muhammad Ali was also a big trash talker.
Yes.
Is he come later for you? I don't want to ruin anything. If
he doesn't, because I already have a boxer on here. Okay. And just like the stuff that Tyson says.
Yeah, I want to see in comparison, see if there's anything that's, as crazy.
Tyson is just way more like intense. Like, okay. Ali was almost poetic in the things that he would say.
Okay, that makes sense.
Tyson was just like, "I'm gonna eat your kids and I'm literally gonna murder you." And to me, that's like, that's way more intimidating.
That's pretty funny. The number one Muhammad Ali quote in comparison is, "You're that ugly fella," so I don't think it's the same. All right, my number two. My number two is
you could sell out Madison Square Garden masterpiece.
Oh, hey, dude, you're number one and two have a lot in common. Your number one said he could shoot someone in New York City and gain voters, which he's probably right about. But yeah, You're two trash talkers. Love New York City. All right, let's go on to my number two. This is a combo. They have to come together. It's Stadler and Waldorf, the old guys from the Muppets. Yeah, baby.
I actually saw that when I was doing my research. The Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, they're the Peanut Gallery. They're the cranky old dudes in the Muppets who always are in the corner. They're at every show, even though they don't like the Muppets. They're at every show in the box seats. They're always talking shit. Constructive criticism is how I'd call them. But they, from the balcony where they are, and it's. They always get me laughing. That's all I gotta say.
That's a good pick. I didn't watch enough of the Muppets to add much there, I guess. But I did see them when I was doing my research.
Yeah, and they're always one, like, I just like, they always go meh, meh. Yeah, just meh. All right. Yeah, I don't have much more on that, but I thought they're pretty good trash talkers.
That's funny. That's a good one.
Thanks.
All right. My number three, I'm actually going to make a quick switch. Number three is Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh,
someone who's literally made a living off of cooking and off of verbally abusing who are also trying to make it in cooking to their face on national TV. The first time I watched Hell's Kitchen, like, I knew. It was a couple years ago, and I knew who Gordon Ramsay was, obviously, and I'd seen, like, sandwich meme and, like, seen clips of him yelling. I did not realize how horrible it was for 45 minutes for, like, 12 episodes. Like, he
it's the whole time. Yeah, it's
these poor people.
It's the whole time.
And the thing, the premise of the show is these chefs come on, hiring chefs, and they compete with all these other chefs. Like, they're split into two teams, and the goal at the end is to win your own restaurant. So it's like a really exciting thing, and, you know, you're just trying to prove yourself. And you show up, and on day one, he just screams in your face, like grown adults.
I would quit cooking.
It's not like it's not like a college basketball team. I got John Calipari yelling at you. Like, it's a grown man yelling at other grown men about how horrible they are at cooking. It's something.
Yeah, he's, as you said, has made a, he's famous because he yells at people. And I think it's one of those things where, yes, I wonder, he must have liked it. You liked yelling at people to begin with.
Cause, like,
he's clearly good at it. But I was going to say, like, if he gets, like, you know, if he's kind of, I don't know how old he is, but he's probably, like, reaching his 60s, right?
Yeah, he's 57.
Yeah, like, when is he gonna want to be yelling at people when he's like 65? Like, guys, give me a break. Like, I
don't think so.
I wanna call it a day. Like, you can't though. It's like you're the angry guy. You gotta yell at people the rest of your life. He's an amazing shit talker though. The shit sandwich is literally an all time.
And, like,
you are like the when she's looking at the person in the face, you are a shit sandwich. Absolutely,
it's just all-time. So.
So mean.
Yeah. Like, I'm pulling up just the list. There's enough garlic in here to kill every vampire in Europe. This lamb is so undercooked, it's following Mary to school. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because she didn't effing cook it.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, it's like 100 just straight bars.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I had so much salt and pepper, I can hear the dish singing, push it.
And it's funny because they're all, like, good puns, too. Like, he's like, oh, he was singing about this one.
But he screams them in your face.
All right, let's keep going. I don't know who I want here. There's a couple good ones. I think I'm going to go with Conor McGregor.
I had him on my list.
Just a guy. Another
trash talk list would be complete.
Yeah, without Conor McGregor. Well, I think my favorite Conor McGregor trash talk moment was Conor McGregor after something Draymond Green said. and he walks in to his biggest fight, and he's wearing a Warriors 23 jersey. And
yeah.
Draymond, let me see if I can pull up the quotes. We rocking with Floyd, not you, bro. Take that off, Draymond Green.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and he says, "That was CJ Watson, mate. I don't know who the F you are. No disrespect, though, kid. Keep hustling and stay in school." And then he doubles down. He doubles down and goes, "Now ask yourself why I'm rocking CJ when I don't know or give an F about basketball. I dribble heads off the floor, not the ball."
That's right.
This is no.
That was the line. I dribble this is, heads.
This is no game here, kid. Just absolutely brutal.
Yep. Draymond, who also could be on this list.
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking about Draymond, but it's funny. And there's a guy I think I have to move.
Goofy.
I was going to say, there's a guy I have to move to number five because I'm trying to envision the big board when we post it on Instagram. And he can't be up there just because he is a trash talker that is an all-timer. And we'll get to him when I get to five. But it's not like he's a good one. Just like, he does trash talk.
I have an idea of who that might be.
All right, go.
Yes, McGregor, I had on my list. Definitely the best. My favorite McGregor though is when it's like the UFC panel and the one guy goes on this rant about how he's like gonna knock Conor out, and just goes, "Who the fuck is?"
Oh yeah, yeah. All time,
and just starts like laughing. Yeah,
that's the other thing. He's one of those trash talkers. Sorry, not to cut you off, but he's one of those trash talkers that, where he's so crazy and in his own head, where almost kind of like Trump, where everything he says he thinks is like the actual truth. So like when he goes, "I don't know who the F you are," like he just doesn't know who you are. And
yeah, he actually does.
And like when he doesn't give a shit about anyone, like he just doesn't care about them. And the scariest part with McGregor is like that dude can beat up anyone on the planet. Like, what am I going to say back to him?
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. Number four
is Coach Prime himself.
Okay.
And it started when he was a player, of course, and it's carried on him as a coach. I mean, he, like, his first day as a coach, he brought in the whole team. It was like, most of y'all suck.
Yeah, pack your bags. Basically, pack your bags. I'm gonna bring in your vet and bring your boys.
Yep. But as a player, I tried to find water covers 2/3 of this earth. I cover that.
That's awesome. That's an all time. That's a great one. Right there.
That is a great one. It's gonna be a lot of zeros in that contract. You're gonna think it's alphabet soup or something with all those zeros. I mean, the dude played baseball and football.
And trash talked it professionally in both sports. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I wish his kid wasn't such a turd.
He can back it up.
His kid has to stop repping off his rep and start creating his own.
Yeah, I know.
I do, like, I guess he has one thing going for him with the watch. But, other than that, he needs to create his own legacy here. He can't just be Deion Sanders' quarterback kid for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's fair.
But great trash talker, I mean, all-timer. Even at Jackson State, he was a
prime time.
Yeah. Yeah, even as a...
Everything's personal to him, too.
Yes. Yes, everything's personal. Everything's the biggest...
Way to live life.
He said no way to live life, everything being personal.
It's a way.
Yeah, it's definitely a way. I don't know if it's the most fun way, but it's definitely a way. All right.
I will not answer questions unless you address me, Coach Prime.
That's just egotistical. I don't even know if that's trash talking. All right.
We have a delay.
Yeah, we do have a little delay. I've noticed that. Okay. But it's funny. I think I have the delay. You, like, I'm getting you late.
Yes.
Like, yeah. You get me fine. You now it's fine good. To me. It's good now. I think we're
okay.
Good, good, good. All right. I don't know who I want to do here. Should I go with another NFL guy or? All right. Let me see if this counts. I'm going to try to phrase this to a way where it counts. The student body at a college basketball game.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
That's
clever.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have heard some pretty wild things. And kids are clever. That's the other funny thing. Kids are, obviously you have your people that are like, just yell like F you or like something yeah. About your mom, but kids are clever.
Yeah. And we're a part of it. Luckily, like we're thankfully, oh, yeah. Thankfully a part of it. In this, and I'd like to say I'm pretty creative. I've called guys ankle biters before.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
But the more creative you can get, the better. And that's
yeah.
That's the whole point. Like, one thing we've been preaching, if you've listened to any in-season College Corner episodes that we've done, then you know how we feel about this. But, you know, when you're in a college game, that is your objective, is to get in the head of the other opponents.
Oh, yeah.
And if
yeah,
you're not,
you have a duty to do.
Yeah, if you're not trash talking, get out of my section. Don't be there. You have to come. You
Agreed.
Have to be ready to trash talk. You have to be ready to chirp. At least you, the bottom of the line, you got to cheer and stand. But
yeah,
I want the close. Like, if you want to cheer or sit, go back there where everyone else sits. This is for yep. The real deal here.
It's not for respectful people.
It's not for the ill-fated either. It's not for the weak-hearted.
Nope.
Yeah, the overly offended. Not the area for you.
No.
These are college kids that we want to verbally eviscerate. And wipe. We want to
wipe.
We
know that we can get in their heads because they're our age.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And we know what gets in our heads. It is the ultimate weapon into winning, especially basketball. If you can get it in it's hard in football. The stadiums are too big, but if you can get it in football, I'm sure some schools can do it in football.
It's much tougher.
But in basketball, it should be a guaranteed in every arena, no matter how it's built, unless you just don't have a student section close to the floor. But needs to be there. Someone needs to be there heckling.
That's a great pick.
Thank you.
I hadn't moved past individuals. So.
Yeah, I know. I snuck some on here. I had a duo and I had the student body. I was almost going to throw one more duo.
Yeah, she did have a duo. All right. I don't know if I can help myself with this one.
Go ahead.
This is my number five. Oscar the Grouch.
Nice. I saw that too. He's a hater. He's a trash talker.
Trash talker. He lives in the trash and he talks.
And he talks. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I just grabbed.
Yes, he also is a hater.
I know he's a hater. Does he say, like, does he, I don't know if he actually, in the frame of what people are thinking about of trash talkers, is he actually trash talking?
It's more the fact that he's literally in the trash and he talks.
He loves trash.
How is Oscar the Grouch? Who's Grouchy?
Yeah, he's got to talk Trouch. He's Grouch. Oscar gets a bad rap.
But
he doesn't seem too grouchy. Yeah. Looks like a nice guy. All right. My number five. This one, it's going to look stupid. Like, I got to do it. Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
He's been talking trash for 20 years, and LeBron hasn't cared once.
Yeah. So you can narrow it down to just Skip Bayless.
Talking
LeBron.
Trash about LeBron, yeah. He's been, he's,
yeah. It is funny.
Oh, it's art. He's come to the point where it's art. You know, if there's a big LeBron James game on, Skip Bayless has something to say about it. And Skip Bayless ain't happy about it. And if LeBron messes up, where the game's on, it can be pinned on him on any point, it will be pinned on him. It's a work of art.
Doesn't matter how big of a stretch either.
No. Sometimes he'll win the game and he'll be like, LeBron played terribly. Like, why didn't he? Like,
they won in spite of LeBron.
Yeah, literally. Like, yeah, sometimes that's the way it goes. My favorite is when he sits down and does the video, like the at home video. Those are always my favorites. Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's like right when you think Skip Bayless is done and he's got nothing else to say about LeBron, he's got one more take. And that's what I love. Who's always going to have one more LeBron take? And I think he'll be...
I think the best LeBron-related take that he had was that when Johnny Manziel got drafted, he said that Johnny Manziel would be bigger than LeBron in Cleveland. Which isn't directly... It's more of like a ridiculous Johnny Manziel take, but of course he had to rope LeBron in.
He had to throw LeBron in there. I think he said the same thing about Baker, too.
Yeah, so at that point, if it was both of them, then it was definitely
about LeBron. You know, if you look up best Skip Bayless, the first thing that comes up is best Skip Bayless LeBron.
He's a professional hater.
It is. Johnny, here it is. Johnny Football one day be bigger in Cleveland than his buddy LeBron ever was.
Yep. Buddy.
LeBron... LeBron would not have missed that little lay with 2 seconds left. He definitely would have made that shot and two free throws to tie the game. MJ with a bunch of greater than signs. And Ernestine is, whenever Ernestine's in there too, it's great. I'm sorry. I gotta find out. I'm trying to get a good one. This one's great. 2018, LeBron was still in the league and Giannis, or he's still in the East. Joel Embiid is now the best player in the East. Oh man! All right, I can't find any. Great ones besides those two. Besides this one, great. The buzzer beater didn't make up for the dozens that he's missed in his career, but it sure helped. It's like, all right.
The dozens that he's missed.
Lucky desperate three, LeBron, with the pressure off at the end of the shot clock. With the pressure off at the end of the shot clock, he's at his best when there's no drive or launch decision. But he can heave and hope. If he misses, no expectation, no fault. That's an impossible shot. Besides, he was seeing three rims. That was the shot. Remember that LeBron quote? I was seeing three rims.
Yes.
That was a great quote.
Yeah.
I like how he's saying, because it's the end of the shot clock, there's no pressure on LeBron because nobody
expects him
to make it. It's always twisting it. Oh, the best is when he just says now on Undisputed. Giannis block, greater than LeBron block, now on Undisputed. So good. All right, that's enough Skip love right then.
Could do this all day.
Oh, yeah, we could just keep finding some. Honorable mentions, I had some goofy ones. I had Mordecai and Rigby. More of Muscle Man, I think, at that point. I think that's more Muscle Man.
Yeah, Muscle Man's a trash talker.
Spider-Man. He's a trash talker. He talks trash. Richard Sherman. He's not a goofy one, but he's a real one.
Yep, I had Sherman.
Eminem. Good trash talker.
Yep.
And then I think my favorite one, but I just couldn't do it. Like, it's not actual trash talk, but it's Peter Griffin.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's not even a trash. He's just an ass. He's not a trash talker. He's just an ass.
Yes. No, he's just like... that guy from New England.
All right. What do you got?
Ted's kind of a trash talker.
Yeah. Ted's a good trash talker.
I had Ice Cube. You just listen to No Vaseline. That's all you really need to hear. I had MJ on there.
Yep. He has to be mentioned.
Pat Bev.
Pat Bev's a good one.
Pat Bev, I thought, was the guy that you said.
I was going to say. Gonna be at the end of the your goofy list one.
And, like, isn't that good at it, but like. And then Bill Burr is the best talking comedian.
Yeah, I can see that.
For him.
That's true.
Yeah, I would not want to get in a debate with Bill Burr.
No, neither would I. And I like Bill Burr, but I feel like he's grown thin. It's like we've heard you complain about everyone at this point, Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Right. Like when your whole thing is to complain about people, eventually you run out of people to complain about. It's like, all right, Bill. Yeah. I'm trying to leave us off with one more. I'm not finding any good ones.
More skip.
Yeah, these are. I want to find more. I want to get more ones. The Jordan would not have missed that free throw is one of my favorites though.
That one's funny.
That
one's really funny.
Derek, he just has some great takes. Derek Fisher will prove that he's a much better NBA head coach than Steve Kerr. How is he employed? He has more bad takes than us.
That's why.
That's why he's employed. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's an art to be able to hate this much. This one's great. Yep. Aaron Rodgers .. unclutch with a period. All right. Oh, this is how we'll end off the episode. Skip Bayless has 2,200,000 more numbers, messages addressed to LeBron James in his 28-year career. One of the highest one-sided communications in human history. Without a single response from LeBron James. He's mentioned him 2 million times. That's insanity.
That's insane. Yeah, that is actually ridiculous.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed the Trash Talkers. We're going to post this one. It wasn't as controversial. And we'll see everyone on Friday, Chris, hopefully. Is that what we're looking like, or maybe we'll not? See. All right. TBD.
Maybe, yeah, I'll get back.
All right. Maybe even Saturday. I can do Saturday. All right. So we'll see someone after game one later this week. We'll be recapping game one.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening.